This week on Foamcast Radio, Dart Zone is back to blast Hasbro yet again. Amazon leaks two more exclusive repaints of the Hammershot. Another Fortnite blaster slips by my radar. I've got a tactical analysis of the Adventure Force Villainator, your usual helping of Requisition Recon and Battlespace Intel, and the creator of Project Aurora is in the war room to tell us all about this exciting printed blaster.
Listen up and load up. It's time for the biggest podcast in the world dedicated to foam blaster toys. News, reviews, events, and more. And now, recording from the broadcast bunker, it's Ben Anderson, the host of Foamcast Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Foamcast Radio, the podcast that believes it's better to be dead than undead. Before we get started, I've got a new Foam Patrol officer to shout out, Boomstick Mods. And I need to shout out the existing Foam Patrol officers, these are people who support the podcast with $10 a month or more, Armored Nerf, Chris Davis, and Nick Peterson. You can join the Foam Patrol and get your own shout out in the episode by going to patreon.com/foamcastradio. Alright, let's get into this week's StratCom. First up is the Dart Zone Adventure Force Aeon Pro. This companion blaster to the Nexus Pro just dropped, and it's a slide-primed, magazine-fed Springer pistol. Like the Nexus Pro, it's compatible with both standard and half-length darts using the same magazines and adapter as the Nexus Pro, which means it's also compatible with other Nerf magazines, Worker Talons, and Jet Katanas. Interestingly, it only includes a half-length magazine and darts, but again, it is compatible with full-length magazines and darts as well. Internally, it has a metal barrel just like the Nexus Pro. It has a top Picatinny rail for attaching optics, and the same friction-fit muzzle as the Nexus Pro, so it's still compatible with Mega, Ultra, and Rival ammo types by muzzle loading. Also like the Nexus Pro, it includes two replacement O-rings, and it sells for $25, available exclusively at Walmart. Next up is the Nerf Zombie Strike Hammershot Splatter and Red Undead. These are two Amazon-exclusive repaints of the Hammershot. Just like the Caution Hammershot that we talked about on the last episode, we still don't have any known prices or release dates. But you can check out my Instagram at Foamcast Radio if you want to see photos of all three. Next, we have the Nerf Fortnite DG, which stands for Drum Gun. This was actually announced a few months ago, but somehow I managed to miss it. I guess all the Fortnite blasters just look the same. It's a pump-primed, cylinder-fed revolver blaster, and it uses a 15-dart cylinder and it's slam-fire compatible. It also includes a fixed stock and zero accessory rails or attachment points. In spite of this, it sells for $30, and it should be available September 29th at Walmart and possibly elsewhere. Finally, we have the Nerf Halo Mangler. A picture of this blaster was found on the box of the Nerf Halo MA40, but it hasn't been officially announced yet. You'll have to check out the picture for yourself, but it looks to be some sort of revolver pistol with an integrated foam blade for melee. That's pretty much all we can tell for sure. I don't even know what the priming method is, or even what ammo type it uses. And of course, we also don't know the price or the release date. Foamcast Radio is supported by Wrecked Blasters. Play wrecked and shoot faster and farther with CO2-powered dart blasters. Choose the Op-6, a powerful single-shot pistol, or wield the magazine-fed pump-action Op-4, powered by dual CO2 cartridges and compatible with the leading brand's magazines. Be sure to use coupon code FOAMCAST at playwrecked.com for 15% off your purchase. That's PLAYREKT.com. Thanks to Wrecked Blasters for supporting Foamcast Radio. Alright everybody, it's time for another tactical analysis. This time, it's of the Dart Zone Adventure Force Villainator. This is a pump-primed, cylinder-fed Springer revolver, and it uses a 40-dart cylinder. It's priced at $20, and even though it's a Dart Zone blaster, since it is branded Adventure Force, it's available exclusively at Walmart. Ergonomically, this blaster is super comfortable. The grips are perfect, and the stock is longer than the fully extended Spectrum stock, which makes it more comfortable for adults. That said, the spring is a little bit heavy, which is a good thing for performance, but also means that smaller kids won't be able to prime it. It says 8 and up on the box, but I would actually recommend sticking with the 10 and up age group. Aesthetically, this blaster definitely has a Tommy gun look to it. Actually, it looks a lot like the X-Shot Turbo Advance, except that one didn't have a stock. But if you like the Turbo Advance, you can take the stock off the Villainator and then it pretty much has the same form factor. It functions very well, and unlike the Turbo Advance, it doesn't require flipping any switch to switch between the inner and outer rings of darts. It actually alternates automatically. It's also nice that it has slam fire capability. Performance-wise, this blaster hits fairly hard for a stock blaster. It actually averaged 87 feet per second in my testing, and it's also highly customizable. The removable stock is actually compatible with the Spectrum, so you can also use the Spectrum stock on the Villainator if you want. And the top accessory rail accepts other Dart Zone accessories like the Spectrum scope or the corner fire front sight. I haven't had a chance yet to check about spring dimensions to see if maybe we can upgrade it easily. I'm sure that's something that some people are working on. So theoretically, you can upgrade the spring, but I can't recommend a specific spring to use. In conclusion, this blaster is a perfect stock loaner to hand to someone. They won't need any magazines, and they can scavenge just about any darts. It definitely hits hard enough to dominate a stock battle, especially with that slam fire capability. But all of that said, I wouldn't recommend it for kids under 10 because the prime is a little bit stiff. For $20, you can't go wrong. Go pick one up, the Dart Zone Adventure Force Villainator. Speaking of buying stuff, it's time for your requisition recon. Over at Amazon, the Nerf Rebel Mission Central Op rail mount is $5. Then over at Target, you can get the Nerf Doomlands Impact Zone Long Arm, originally $20, marked down to $15. The Nerf Doomlands Vagabond, originally $25, is marked down to $20. And the Nerf Doomlands 2169 Lawbringer, originally $33, is marked down to $25. Target also has the Nerf Fortnite SPL, originally $20, marked down to $13. And back at Amazon, the Boomco Dart Holder accessory is $5. As always, I've got coupon codes for you. If you make a purchase from PlayRect, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 15% off, good through the end of the year. If you make a purchase from Blaster Wraps, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 20% off. If you make a purchase from Flux Sunglasses, use the coupon code FLUXCAST10 for 10% off. And if you make a purchase from SM Enterprises, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 10% off. And don't forget to join my Facebook fan group, FOAMCAST Radio Fans, where I post giveaways from all the different blaster manufacturers and mod companies. For example, I just shared a BuzzBeat giveaway. You should go check it out. Now, this is normally the part of the show where I would give you your battle space intel, but I literally have no events to tell you about. That said, make sure you're following at FOAMCAST Radio on Twitter for critical mission updates. And to make sure your event gets mentioned on the podcast, visit foamcastradio.com/intel. FOAMCAST Radio is supported by Hobby King. When I need a new battery for my latest blaster build, my favorite place to go is Hobby King. I can put in the exact specs and dimensions I want, and Hobby King gives me a list of candidates at incredibly affordable prices. Every flywheel build I make has a battery in it from Hobby King because I can count on them to fit perfectly and have the discharge rating and capacity I need for maximum performance and reliability. You can get 100 reward points when you create your Hobby King account for free right now. Take advantage of this offer exclusively available to FOAMCAST Radio listeners by going to foamcastradio.com/hobbyking. Once again, to get 100 reward points, go to foamcastradio.com/hobbyking and create your Hobby King account for free right now. Thanks to Hobby King for supporting FOAMCAST Radio. Hey everybody, time to announce the winner of the counterintelligence contest from last episode. Congratulations to Lucas Ray, the winner of a Nexus Pro Spring Spacer, courtesy of my sponsor SM Enterprises. Stay tuned for more giveaways. And if you have something you'd like to give away to one of my listeners, send me an email at info@foamcastradio.com. Alright everybody, this week I'm really excited to be talking to Mitch. He's the creator of the Project Aurora Blaster. Mitch, how you doing today?
I'm doing alright, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Well, I'm really excited to talk to you about your Project Aurora Blaster. I think it's really exciting and a lot of people are talking about it. Before we get into that, I like to learn more about my guests and kind of find out how they got into the hobby. So just to start out, can you kind of tell us how you actually got into blasters?
Sure. So realistically, early on, I was really kind of into blasters with my younger brothers growing up middle school, high school time frame. And my first introduction to modding was I forget what side I was even on, but was the Penny mod to the Maverick in high school. And we had a lot of fun with that with kind of some small friends and family games. And that was really my earliest introduction.
Awesome. And then obviously you are a designer as well, as evidenced by the Project Aurora Blaster. When did you start getting into that? When did you start designing blasters?
So I started designing about 4 months ago or so now. Due to the global pandemic situation, I found myself with a bit more time on my hands than I normally would. And I decided to teach myself, you know, the basics of 3D modeling since I had recently purchased a printer. And I was recommended Tinkercad, and I found it really easy to learn and use. But then I really had no outlet for learning. And I was looking around like, what do I use as a first project? And I was like, oh yeah, I happen to own a bunch of Nerf blasters. Let's start with those.
Did you at all think that it would turn into this, where you're creating this completely unique blaster?
I did not. I honestly started this purely as a fun side project and a way to learn the modeling software, and it just kind of developed from there. I did not set out with the intention of honestly doing this.
Well, we're going to get into the details of Project Aurora in a second here, but before you started working on that, did you design anything else that you can talk about?
Yes. So in high school, I took a couple AP classes for mechanical engineering, CAD drafting, you know, kind of some of the dryer programs, stuff like that. And over time, I've had not a lot of hands-on experience, but some level of experience with at least rendering different, you know, brackets, pieces, bits for different mechanical systems. So I'm not entirely unversed in kind of how mechanical assemblies work and how they should be assembled and how they need to be assembled, if, you know, with the aspect of maintenance in mind. It's just this was, you know, yet another outlet to kind of continue to learn.
Well, I think by now people are probably wondering what this Project Aurora even is. So really quickly, can you kind of give us the rundown and tell us exactly what this blaster is?
Sure. So Project Aurora is an AR-15 based pump action half dart blaster that's really designed to take all the lessons learned from the Real Steel platform regarding the modularity, compatibility, and customization that's based on user preference and ease of serviceability in field conditions.
And in some aspects, it's very similar to existing blasters, but in others, it's very different. So can you talk about what makes Project Aurora different from other blasters that are already available?
Sure. So Project Aurora, as it sits, isn't necessarily a groundbreaking innovation. I look at it more as an iterative design upgrade over what existing blasters are on the market. So if we look at the Dart Zone Pro Mark I, where it does have a takedown feature, but it does not allow you easy access to the internals or perhaps the CETA or the CETA S now. You can get at it, but both of them require you to remove knurled knobs. And in the case of the CETA, you have to flex the main chassis of the lower receiver to change the spring, and you have to fiddle with the bolt sled and whatnot. With Aurora, simply by taking the two pins out, you immediately have access to the spring for changing that based on game requirements, but you also have access to every single O-ring in the entire system that you can service without having to take anything else further apart.
Well, that's definitely really cool as far as being able to get at those internal mechanisms to service them. And obviously, since it's based off of the AR-15 platform, this definitely is something that looks a little bit more like a firearm. So who is this blaster actually going to appeal to?
Yeah, so I've been getting that a lot recently, and really the appeal of this isn't so much for the hobby in general with the condition like in its current color scheme. And if you printed this in bright, vivid colors, then that opens up a lot of spaces. But particularly, I'm printing this one in a more realistic scheme for the niche part of the milsim side of things, or anybody that's playing on closed arenas or on, you know, fenced private property where you're having the games with more adult oriented perhaps game types, or you're looking at it more as a competitive aspect, maybe not so much like the HVZ side of things. But if you're looking at, I don't want to say, you know, good guys versus bad guys, because it's kind of a cliche way to put it, but if you're doing, you know, kind of more of those milsim activities, so like room clearings or objective based games such as that, that's more for who it would be geared to in its current color configuration. I realize it's a really niche part of the hobby, but it's kind of a niche that's not really catered to. It's kind of shunned. So I thought if I'm going to design something, you know, why not make it something that I'm interested in and something that kind of caters to that.
And I don't think there's anything necessarily preventing anybody from making one of these in those bright, more toyish colors if they do want to play in public or, you know, in that kind of a setting, right?
Correct. In fact, I'm actually in the process of shopping for some different filaments for myself. I would like to print one in a vibrant blue and gold color scheme.
Very cool. Well, I definitely have more questions about Project Aurora. Before we get to those, though, I've got a quick message from one of my hand-selected sponsors, and then we'll be right back. Foamcast Radio is supported by SM Enterprises. If you're like me, the first thing you do when you get a new blaster is open it up and start modding it. But what if you didn't have to? My friends at SM Enterprises are professional blaster modders with the equipment and experience necessary to provide premium quality, high-performance modded blasters at reasonable prices. Their highly rated online store offers many of the most popular blasters in a variety of configurations. Or, if you prefer doing the upgrades yourself, they also offer great modding components, like pre-cut K26 springs, spring spacers, tools, and more. They even have a variety of ammo types to choose from. And for a limited time, SM Enterprises is offering my listeners an exclusive discount. Order now and use coupon code FOAMCAST to get 10% off your entire order. Take advantage of this offer exclusively available to FOAMCAST Radio listeners by going to foamcastradio.com/SM Enterprises. That's foamcastradio.com/SM Enterprises. Thanks to SM Enterprises for supporting FOAMCAST Radio. All right, everybody, we are back with Mitch, creator of the Project Aurora Blaster. So, Mitch, this is a work in progress, but how far along is the project?
So, as of right now, I'm pretty much finished with my own personal prototyping. I'm moving into beta testing, hopefully by the end of this week. I have a group of people that I've identified that are going to be working with me on this, and depending on the feedback that I get from that testing to further refine the design, that'll really drive when this project will be available.
So it sounds like you definitely have a quick release cadence. You're working on, you know, doing your testing and all of that. Do you have any sort of estimate on when people will actually be able to get their hands on one?
I do not. I would say that is heavily dependent on the feedback I get from the beta tests, because as of right now, I'm a sample size of one. But I can comfortably say before the end of the year, before December, it'll be available.
Very cool. And then, of course, the other question is, what's the distribution plan for this? Is this something you're going to sell completely assembled? Are you going to be selling digital files?
So the sales model for this is going to be a direct sales model to begin with, simply because of the complexity of the settings required. And then eventually it'll move towards a file distribution with hardware kits. However, that being said, as soon as the blaster is available for commercial sale, I will be releasing the critical dimensions upper receiver file, so that if anyone likes the design, likes the idea of the design, but doesn't necessarily want or has a desire to design their own upper, they can take my critical dimensions file and make whatever they want, and it will be 100% guaranteed to fit on my lower receiver.
Very cool. Well, it sounds like that means that there's all sorts of possibilities for modularity and customization. Do you have personally any plans for future development of this platform?
I do, yes. I currently have two additional upper receivers, in addition to the two that I already have right now, that are in development and should be at least demoed in the following weeks. I'm looking at potentially 2 to 3 weeks out, pending how the first round prototyping goes. And in regards to the modularity, it does use some standard real steel components, such as buffer tubes, grips, and stocks. So if someone has something that they like already, they wouldn't have to purchase that as part of the initial purchase of the blaster. Or once they have it down the road, you can swap to different accessories if you desire.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure by now a lot of people are interested in this and maybe want to keep up to date on it. So how can people find out more information and stay up to date on Project Aurora?
So for updates on the project, now that we're moving a bit more into the late stage of development, I've partnered with France Foamworks. They're available on pretty much every Facebook page that I've seen, and they will be posting periodic updates and if anyone is curious, they can certainly reach out to them directly regarding the project and availability, or perhaps if they have a question regarding accessories or color solutions or anything like that, they're going to be the ones that handle all that.
Awesome. Well, I definitely encourage people to go and check that out and follow France Foamworks so that they can stay up to date on that, because it is definitely an exciting project. Mitch, thanks so much for talking to me today. Before I let you go, I've got that one final question that I ask every interview guest at the end of an interview, and that, of course, is, what is your favorite blaster?
Favorite blaster, I would have to say, is the Nightfinder for nostalgia and the Kronos, just because it's so moddable and customizable.
Awesome. Mitch, thank you so much for talking to me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. If you want to hear the pre- and post-interview conversation I had with Mitch, Patreon supporters have access right now to the Uncut War Room audio that's over half an hour long. Before I sign off, I've got an action item for you, and you can head over to the Foamcast Radio fans group on Facebook to answer this question. Now that we know that the Nerf Zombie Strike Hammershot Caution was the first in a line of Hammershot repaints, and not the first in a line of Caution Blasters, what other Hammershot repaints would you like to see? Thanks to Playrect, Hobby King, and SM Enterprises for sponsoring this episode. Please support the podcast by supporting my sponsors. Hey, speaking of which, you know, people tell me they buy stuff from certain stores and not others because they want to support the hobby. Well, supporting my sponsors does support this hobby because it supports Foamcast Radio. You can find a complete listing of all my sponsors at foamcastradio.com/sponsors. Thanks to Mitch for being my guest this week, and thanks to my supporters on Patreon. If you liked this episode, please consider becoming a supporter on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Rewards include shoutouts, suggesting questions for upcoming guests, automatic entry in every counterintelligence contest, and more. You can sign up and directly support future episodes of the podcast at patreon.com/foamcastradio. Now, you heard me thank the officers at the top of the show, but I also need to thank my junior officers. These are people who support the podcast with $5 a month or more, Foam Focus and Slater. And I'd love to thank my recruits, people who support the podcast with $1 a month or more, but unfortunately, I don't have any right now. And finally, thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the battlefield.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to make sure you won't miss a single episode. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so it's easy to follow us and share this episode with your friends. You can also find us at foamcastradio.com, where you can view the show notes, order merch, and more. Tune in next week for a brand new episode of Foamcast Radio.
This is a Redeemed Recordings production. Copyright Redeemed Recordings 2020. Find more original content at redeemedrecordings.com.